This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, and today's show is special. We'd like you to meet four Starcade champions. First, here's Jordan Silver. Here's Alex Clemens. Here's Mike Schoenwetter. And here's Leo Schwab. Those are our Starcade champions, and now here's our host, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Kevin. Hi, welcome to one of those special days on Starcade when we find out who is the champion among champions. We have with us today four Starcaders who have already played and won on previous Starcade shows. They're back to compete against each other, and one of them is going to win this RB5X programmable robot. Well, you guys, it's good to have you back. Before the show, as you know, we matched you up to see who would be the opponents in today's two matches. The winners of each match will go on to play each other for the championship. So, Kevin, if you will, tell us who the first two players are.
Jeff, our first two players today are Alex and Leo.
Okay, that means that Jordan and Mike, you can go off stage, and we'll be back in a little while to play the second match. We'll see you later, Jordan and Mike. All right, and Alex and Leo are our first two players. So as they get ready to play Starcade, I want to tell you one thing. I'd like to tell the home audience that each of our players has had a chance to choose one of today's games, and Kevin now will tell us what games they've chosen.
Our first game today was picked by both Alex and Jordan. It's Pole Position on the Fast Track. Next is Gyrus, picked by Leo, A Race Through Space for Home. The next one was picked by Mike, Zookeeper, and the Animals Are Loose. And the next one is Star Wars, The Force Will Be With You. And finally, Krull, on a rescue mission in a fantasy world. And the last two games are the ones I picked to see just how good these Starcaders are. Jeff?
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Those are the five games on today's show. And as Kevin told us, Alex, you chose Pole Position. Leo, you chose Gyrus. And if you're wondering what this is Leo's lucky computerized Christmas ornament, I suppose. Okay, obviously, those are the games you'd like to play at some point today, but you've also had a chance to play the other games on today's show. So we're going to show you now the playing field of a video game on our Name the Game board. The first one to buzz in and identify it correctly chooses the first game to be played. If you guys are ready, we'll take a look at the Name the Game board. And name this game. Yes, Alex.
Mappy?
No, Mappy is not right. That happens to be a game called Blueprint. So, Leo, that means you have the advantage. Which one of today's Starcade games would you like to play?
I'd kind of like to save the one I picked until later, so I guess we'll start with Zookeeper.
Zookeeper. Okay, Zookeeper it is. Kevin, how do you play Zookeeper?
They give me almost nothing to work with, and I am only one man, but I do my best to keep the animals from wandering the streets. It's not an easy job to rebuild the cage because they are hungry and they keep chomping away at it, and only the net can help once they've escaped. Until that net appears, I can only run and jump over the animals to get points. It's not an easy job being a zookeeper, but somebody's got to do it.
Who better than you, Kevin? Okay. Leo, you guys are all champions, so no hints today. Zookeeper's the game. You have 30 seconds to see how many points you can get. You all set to go?
All right.
All right, here we go. Ready? Get set. Play. And here we go. Here. 15 seconds. Total it up. You have time to get some more points here. Good. 3,020 right at the last second. Way to go, Leo. Nice play. You head on back, and here comes Alex. Same thing with you, Alex. How do you feel about Zookeeper?
Oh, played it a couple times. I'm not real good at it, but I'm going to do my best.
Okay, let's see what happens. You'll have 30 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Oh, no. Here we go. Takes time. Little trouble with that. Once you get killed, it takes time to get revived, doesn't it? Okay, Alex goes on back. We'll be back in a minute to see who gets to choose the next game on the Starrcade Invitational. Stay with us.
The runner-up finalist on today's Starrcade Invitational Tournament will receive ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcade. Your vision is our vision, ColecoVision from Coleco. And for the grand prize winner, RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power. It can talk and even fetch the paper. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado. And now back to Starrcade, here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, and we'll be back to gameplay in just a second, but I hardly got a chance to chat with you guys when you came in. Alex, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm interested in drama and theater in most aspects. Mm-hmm. I'm going to City College right now, City College San Francisco, going into my second year.
Great.
And I'm 16 years old.
Second year, and you're 16 in college?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Well, nice to have you here on the show. And Lee, I remember you from the show that you won on. I can't remember. Did you win a video arcade game?
No, I didn't.
Well, maybe this today you win a robot. Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Well, as I said on the earlier show, I'm into computers and electronics, mm-hmm. And I'm not presently attending, but I will be attending for my second year of College of Marin.
And how old are you?
I'm 18.
Well, what have you been doing for the last 2 years? He's 16. Okay, Leo. You're in the lead, as you know, but there's still one more game to be played, and the total points scored on both games will determine who goes on to play for the championship. So if you're ready, hands on buzzers. We'll go back to the name of the game board. And what is the name of this game? Alex.
Eyes.
Eyes is right. You got it. Now, Alex, you get a chance to pick the game. Which one are you going to pick?
It's a toss-up between Star Wars and Pole Position. Mm-hmm. I think I'll go with Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay, interesting. Both of you guys picked a game that wasn't the one you chose for this edition of Starrcade, but we'll find out about Star Wars from Kevin.
Darth Vader, in command of the Empire's Death Star, is approaching the Rebel planet. All is in confusion, and Princess Leia has called you forward. You must join the rebellion to repel the attack, or all is lost. You cannot waver now. With you at the lead of Princess Leia's Rebel force, the galaxy may survive. Use your shield. It will survive multiple hits before it leaves you. Then trust in the presence of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and remember, the Force will be with you always.
All right, Alex, Star Wars is the game. You'll have 30 seconds, and you may choose your own level. Either player can choose his own level. Ready to go? Get set. Play.
Let's try it, standing by.
Going for the easy level. Let's see what happens. Nine thousand. Nice going, Alex. Head on back. Come on down, Leo. As you heard me tell him, you can choose whatever level you want. There's three levels. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. You have 30 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play.
Let's try it, Danny Bryan.
Pick the same level. Seven thousand points. Okay, Leo, head on back. Now we're going to add up the scores between Leo and Alex. You both had a chance to play two games. We'll total up the scores in both games to see which of you gets to go on to the final competition at the end of the show. Alex, your grand total is 11,290. Leo, you have 10,020, a close game, but Alex is the winner. Now, Alex, that means you're going to have a chance to play the winner of our other match for the fabulous RB5X robot. And, Leo, for you, we have some nice prizes. Nice to have seen you again here on the show. And Kevin will tell you what you're going to take home with you.
Leo, it's a collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together in this grand collection. From the country sounds to the top 40 hits, they're all together from KTEL, the music leader.
Okay, and Alex, congratulations to you. We'll see you just a little bit later. But right now, Kevin, who are our next two champions?
Jeff, our next two players are Jordan and Mike.
Hey, Jordan, good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Nice to have you both back, both champions. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Jordan. Refresh my memory.
Well, I'm 14 years old, and my interests are computers and electronics and traveling.
Okay, fine. And Mike, how about you?
I'm 15 years old, and I'm really heavily interested in the stock market.
All right. You guys ought to get together. You'll probably make a fortune between the two of you. We'll be back in just a minute for the next round and find out who's going to go on to play for the robot. Back to Starcade. Okay, Jordan and Mike, we're ready to go. Jordan, your game is pole position. Mike, yours is zookeeper. Okay, I just want to remind you, both these games can still be played because on these special shows, our champions can play any game of their choice, even if it's already been played earlier in the show. The choice is yours. So let's get right to the name of the game question. If you look at the name of the game board, tell me the name of that game. Jordan.
Joust.
Joust is right. That means that you get to choose the game we're going to play. What will it be?
It will be pole position.
Pole position is a game. Kevin, tell us about pole position.
Get behind the wheel of a Formula One racing machine and experience an incredible contest of driving skill and endurance. Increase your score by accelerating to top speeds and passing other cars on the course. Complete the course with time to spare and earn more points. If you're the best, you'll qualify for the pole position in the race to come.
Okay, we only have 30 seconds, so you may not finish the race, but we'll see how you do. You ready to go?
I sure am.
Good luck. Get ready. Get set. Play.
The pole qualifier.
Drop. The turn got you, Jordan.
Yeah, it did.
Doggone it. Okay, head on back. Come on down, Mike. Well, Mike, this was his game. That's the one he liked the best, but the turn got him. We'll see how you do. You ready to go?
Sure am.
You have 30 seconds also. Get ready. Get set. Play.
The pole qualifier.
Turn coming up. Smooth, right, whoa! $6,980, way to play. Okay, head on back, Mike. We have a close race here. There's still one more game to be played, and as you know, total high score on both games goes on to the finals to play for our grand prize. So if you put your hands on your buzzers, here's your next game to name. What is the name of this game? Yes, Mike.
Popeye.
Popeye, right you are. Good for you. Now, you may put Jordan in some extra trouble because you get a chance to name the game. What are we going to play?
Zookeeper.
Zookeeper it is, and Kevin will tell us about that.
They give me almost nothing to work with, and I am only one man, but I do my best to keep the animals from wandering the streets. It's not an easy job to rebuild the cage, but somebody's got to do it.
And guess who's going to do it? Mike is going to do it. Ready to go, Mike?
Sure am.
30 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. And here we go. Good jump. Oh, waiting for it. Got the net.
the elements? Sure.
You may have some time to the next screen to see the bonus mounts up. And here we go. All right, 4,170. Nice playing, Mike. Head on back, and here comes Jordan. Well, Jordan, you're under a little pressure now. It's his game. He's got the lead on you. All I can say is good luck, and you have 30 seconds.
Okay, thanks.
Here we go. You're welcome. Ready? Get set? Play. Here we go. Jump. There it is. Jump. Good play. Bonus is a matter. Have some time. 10 seconds. Got it. Good. 3,370. Okay, Jordan, head on back there. We're going to add up all the scores now and find out who goes on to the championship. If you are ready, Jordan and Mike, both of you champions, of course, and both of you good players. So let's find out now who's going to go on to the championship. The grand total for Jordan is 9,370. Mike, you have 11,150. Mike, you're the champ. Nice going. Now, Jordan, that means we have to say goodbye to you. Nice to see you again.
Nice seeing you too.
And Kevin has something good for you. Kevin?
It's the Beam Scope 2. It doubles the size of your TV screen and makes playing video games twice as much fun. It has exceptional color, installs without tools, and it's affordably priced. Beam Scope from Beam Scope International Marketing Services Incorporated.
All right. And Mike, in a minute, you're going to play Alex for the wonderful robot, and we'll find out who's number one right after these messages.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite. And two brand-new games for the Atari by Tronix, Juice and Kid Grid. Fast action, complex strategy, superior sound, and multiple levels of play by Tronix.
And now, it's time to find out who's number one on today's Starcade Invitational. We started with four players. Only two remain, and here they are now. Alex Clemens and Mike Schoenwetter. Each of them has eliminated an opponent and earned the right to play the final round for the championship. And now here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Alex and Mike, we wish you both good luck. We have two games left unplayed, Gyrus and Kroll, so we'll go to the Name the Game board to decide which game we're going to play. Take a look at the Name the Game board and name this game. Yes, Mike.
Tempest.
Tempest is right. You have the advantage. What are we going to play?
Gyrus.
Gyrus. That's the game we'll play, and this time we're going to give you 60 seconds, a full minute, to show us what you can do. So if you're ready, Kevin will tell us about Gyrus while we all go over to the game.
Houston, this is Gyrus. It is black and cold, and I long only for Earth. I alone face the forces of the evil idiot of my empire. I alone dodge and fire, destroying those I can as I soar homeward from the outer edges of the universe on the spaceship Gyrus.
Okay, Kevin, and this is the point where Mike and Alex square off to see who takes home the robot and who gets to be number one for the day. Left 60 seconds to play Gyrus, if you're ready. Okay, Mike, you'll start off. Get ready. Get set. Play. Plenty of time, 45 seconds. Time, about 20 seconds left. Keep firing. $1,700. Boy, nicely played. How do you feel?
Pretty good.
Okay, you go back here, and up comes Alex. Alex, that's the score you have to beat. 7,760 seconds to be the winner. You ready to go?
I hope so.
Good luck. Ready? Get set. Play.
Information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
Furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.